show here, the musicians, and the video. And she's right. So most of you, how many of you have been to Roulette Kids before? Wow, a lot of you. So you're really becoming, you know, regular.
Okay.
How many of you have not been then? Okay, cool. Welcome. So the thing is, what happens at Roulette is you get a different kind of interesting way of looking at music. And there's all kinds of ways to look at things, and it's nice to just kind of have, you know, unusual perspectives. And kids are the best at that. Kids are better at it than anybody else. So we really appreciate that you help us to remember how to do that. And these musicians here are grown-ups, but they're really good at it. So let me introduce to you Daphna Naftali, Hans Common, Steve Horwitz,
my baton.
Uh-oh, Finn?
Katya?
Maya?
Did you take my baton?
Children.
Wow.
Would you like a metal baton, Steve?
Can I borrow you mine?
Yeah, thank you.
I need it back.
If you find something that looks like this but isn't this, it's mine!
Wow.
I could use a carrot. I could use carrot, I could use a piece of celery. Got celery over here. Got a lot of things that we can use. Okay, so the first thing that we thought that we would do that would be exciting for you guys is first just to meet the instruments, because we have some traditional instruments and some not so traditional instruments. So we thought it might be interesting to get a little demonstration as to some of the things that we're gonna be doing, just real short. And do a little improvisation for you. So to start, we're gonna start with Daphna Naftali, who's gonna show us some of the things that she can do with her voice and extended from her voice.
Okay, so my instrument is my voice. And I think you've heard people sing, and I'm gonna use all kinds of sounds, you know, like, and I'm also gonna go like, and make different kinds of sounds with my mouth and with my body. But the other thing that I do is I like to change the sounds by putting them in a microphone
and having delays
and things that repeat the sounds or make them go backwards. Let's see if this works. Yes.
Say yes.
Maybe I can make that a little lower. I can make it low. And I can make it very high. Here's it very high. So by doing all those things, I can make all kinds of sounds from aliens, if you want to do it. And I can make the aliens much bigger. Or I can make other kinds of sounds that are more like percussion, like. Some of them are more electronic than others. So I'm gonna stick to, in our improvisation and most of what you hear today, I'm gonna stick to just things like that, where it's my voice. Sometimes I'm doing things that are backwards and making percussion and things by taking my sound of my voice and making it go really fast. Okay? And next up is Steve.
So you guys know what this is, right? This is an electric bass. But it has four strings, and the thing that's kind of cool that I like about, I'm the most conventional probably of all these guys in what I'm going to do today, but what I love about this bass is it has no frets. You know what the frets are? Okay, so the frets are like, show them your guitar, Hans. The frets are the little pieces that go here, and it makes it so that every time you hit a note, you hit the same note, but when I have no frets on my bass, I can do stuff like this. very special about this bass that I found a long time ago, and you got to be really quiet to hear this though. Is I'm gonna play a low F. I'm gonna play a low note, and it's gonna do something. And we'll see if you can hear it. Check it out. Try it one more time. Did you guys hear that?
Yes.
What'd you hear? It's very subtle, and this is what made me love this bass more than any other bass, and made me keep it for a very long time. We'll do it one more time. Hear the note crescendo after I hit it, after I struck it? That's really cool about this bass.
What's a crescendo?
You tell them what a crescendo is.
Crescendo is when the sound starts out soft and then gets louder. So the note started out one volume and then got loud and then it got soft again.
And the other thing I like to do that I'm going to do in the improvisation that we do is I like to play with this. It's called an e-bow. And it's an electronic bow, and mostly guitar players use them, but I figured out a way to use it on my bass. And it's kind of cool because it vibrates the strings without me touching it.
I play the drums. That's what all these are. You got this guy here. But I'm beating it with a beater on a foot pedal. And then you got this drum here, that drum there, that drum there. Then a couple of cymbals together. Then I hit my feet, and then this cymbal here. So I play the drums fairly regular sometimes. Today I'll do a little bit of that, and then I come out with
Well, just a minute, Mike. Can you tell what's up with your cymbal?
Oh,
it
yeah.
Looks like someone took a bite out of it.
Usually this could be something that you want to do to your cymbal anyway, but this probably had a crack in it, and they decided to take the crack out by making a creative cut in it. So they removed the crack and also made a creative cut in it. It was probably really far into the middle of the cymbal, so, but it still has a great sound. Actually, it's rather surprising that it still sounds as good as it does. It's a little bit limited as far as its sound compared to a regular cymbal, but that's the story about that.
Yeah.
And then today I'll be playing. How many folks know about these? Does anybody know what this is? Yeah, a whisk. W-H-I-S-K, W-H-I-S-K. You whisk your cake batter, your cookie batter, what else, Stephen?
You froth up your hot milk for your
there you
latte
go.
In the morning.
That's right, that's right. And this accidentally came out. I could put it back in, but I thought it'd be interesting if I went like this. So I'll be doing some extra techniques outside of the regular take the stick and hit the drum and, you know, and maybe throw a little bit of something else in it. You know, that isn't the drums. Maybe do a little bit of this. Maybe some of this. And then, you know, so we're playing the drums, plus we're doing a bunch of other things. Thank you very much. Hans, what do you have there?
All right. My name is Hans. I'm playing guitar. No, not how you play guitar in like last century, like drums. If you ever see somebody who's doing this, they are old. My guitar makes very much cool sounds, you know? That's not what my guitar is supposed to be, but hey, don't do that. Come on! Is that what a guitar doing? No, it's not. Shut up! Okay. What I have this here to keep the guitar quiet. No! What are you doing? That's a guitar sound. What I'm often doing is, what are you you doing in a kitchen with this? Nothing. You're not doing anything with this in the kitchen. You go to your guitar and play. And if your parents have a guitar, especially if your father or your mother has a $3,000 guitar, go there and show them what you do with a stuff like this. This is a cool sound. Or is your father having a beard? I don't have a beard because I have a shaver. But a shaver sounds much better on a guitar than on a skin. And again, if your father or your mother has a $3,000 guitar, go home and show them what they really have to do with it. The bathroom when they shave themselves. So train your parents and show them what to do. Should we play something together?
Yes.
Okay.
We should also issue a disclaimer that roulette will take no responsibility for any instrumental damage at the house.
No, it's just like roulette takes responsibility, but not the musicians.
Attention to the screen to your my right.
He takes it seriously. I think it's interesting. If you are amused, you may laugh. If you like it, you may buy the recording. John Cage and Walter Wolf. Thank you.
We're going to need you guys to help us out a lot in this piece, so.
So what kinds of things did you see? What kinds of things was he playing in the video? Oh, anybody else besides Katya and Finn?
Pans.
Pans? Banging on pans?
Yeah.
How many of you have banged on pans in your kitchen? That's fun, right? What other kinds of things? Liam? You're hungry? Tell your dad. Gotcha? You're hungry too? There was a bathtub and water? Right. So we saw all different kinds of things that he decided were, instead of just sound, he turned them into music by making them part of his piece. So now the piece that John Cage wrote, it was called 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds, the idea was that every sound in the world could be considered music if you decide that you're going to listen to it that way. So now if we sat here, I'm not going to try and do this for 4 minutes, because that's a long time for kids, it's a long time for adults. But if we're going to try and sit first and listen for 10 seconds, and listen to, what sounds do you hear in the room right now while I'm talking, besides my voice? You'll hear other people talking, and babies, and people shaking, and, yeah? You hear kind of a buzz? Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to turn it on and you're going to listen, because one of the things that I like to do with my kids is we go out into the woods and we get, this is a, we have to listen, because when we go out into the woods, and I don't know how many of you have done this, if you sit in the woods for a few minutes and you're super, super quiet, the animals forget that you're out there, they forget you're there, and then they start to come out. And you start, they start making sounds that they wouldn't make if you were there, making, you know, even a little bit of noise. So I'm going to put the computer on. I don't know what's going to come out, but I think if we listen for 10 seconds, you might start to hear some.
We all have to be very quiet.
We have to be very quiet. Okay, first I have to make some noise to get it to go. Too much noise, it's going to start again. So I'm going to try and make too much noise for a second. That's okay, because what we're hearing is the noise that we make even when we're just sitting still. Thank you.
computer or something room. What's here? What is here? A cow. Who heard a cow? We all heard a cow. What else? Anybody hear something else? What was somebody who I didn't call on? What's your name? Okay, what did you hear?
A cat?
Maya?
A chicken?
A chicken? Okay, so we heard all kinds of things, and we heard some people banging on their chairs and doing things in. Katya?
I heard a dog.
You heard a dog?
Crickets.
Crickets, Katya?
I heard a cow.
You heard a cow? Okay, and now I've got a piece where instead of doing quiet, we're going to be loud. Okay, it's going to take me a second to set up.
Really a second.
Right, so what we're hoping that you guys are gonna do is the louder that you get in this piece, you're gonna see some clues on the screen as to what the next song we're gonna do is. So as you're going through, look and you can see, you'll see what the clues are, and then we'll see if you can guess which song we're gonna play before we play it.
But this time, I want you all on the count of three to be as loud as you possibly can and just keep that note. You ready? One, two, three. No, he's just there because of the O.
Really? Nobody can guess it? Adults? Children? Anybody?
Erie Canal!
Yeah.
I've got a mule and her name is Sal. to Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, just we're coming to a town. And you ever know your neighbor, you ever know your pal, and you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal.
Steve scored this as his part of his other duties
my other
during
life
the day.
So here we go. It's the little chicky dance. Let's see if you guys want to dance to it.
Thank you. The first thing that I should do is demonstrate to you the different types of sounds that you can get from a bicycle, because it actually does make some very interesting sounds, and of course that's what we're all interested in.
There's new sounds, yes. Like
this microphone to pick up the next sound. It's you have to hold it right there.
All right. My arrangement of a bicycle. When you get home tonight, friends, try this on your own. When you don't have all bicycles around.
Well, the next thing that I'd like to demonstrate is some of the other noises possible, and then I'd like to have you participate with me in a small improvisation for two bicycles, pre-recorded tape, and instrumental ensemble. Okay, then here's what else you can do. You can drop the spokes.
Sounds like the Kyoto of Japan. I can play.
The first thing that I should do is demonstrate to you the different types of sounds that you can get from a bicycle, because it actually does make some very interesting sounds, and of course that's what we're all interested in.
There's new sounds, yes.
Next thing that I'd like to demonstrate is some of the other noises possible, and then I'd like to have you participate with me in a small improvisation for two bicycles, pre-recorded tape, and instrumental ensemble. Okay, then here's what else you can do. You can pluck the spokes like a harp.
Sounds like the Kyoto of Japan. I can play my nose. Do that again. I mean that other thing.
Upside down bicycle.
Oh.
The first thing you do is you put the kickstand down.
I'm glad to hear that.
You can turn the wheels around, you know, and then.
Yeah.
And then you can put the brakes on.
Yeah.
And,
very
says four bar rest, you just give it a little of that.
Have you put the bow on here. So you can go like that. You take this, please. And
that's like fingernails on the blackboard. Is right.
This may be a little bit new to you, but I think that...
It doesn't come up in the ordinary conversation.
I should suggest that you alternate between bowing and ducking.
And aerojet.
The pitch to raise when you bring your hand closer to it. And this one causes it to go up in volume when you raise up. So when your hand's closest to that, it's down in volume. Closest to this, it's up in pitch. How many have seen this instrument before? Very good. Wow, that's great. Yeah. It's basically an instrument that you never really touch with your hands. Science fiction thriller movies from the 50s, and that's about it. We'll improvise with it.
Okay, so we have
Steve's guitar. We need a couple other people. We have some coffee grinders over here.
We got one.
One coffee grinder free.
One free coffee grinder.
Anyone like to operate a coffee grinder?
I've got one for today.
Okay, so where am I? We control a piece.
Hey, that was great, guys. Thank you so much. You were really remarkably good listeners for an improv of that size. Now, for our last piece, we're going to do a piece of music by Frank Zappa called Dangerous Kitchen with drawings and images by Katya Naftali and Maya Naftali. We're ready.
Ready?
Here we go. The dangerous kitchen. If it ain't one thing, it's another. In the middle of the night when you get home, the bread things are all dry and scratchy. The meat things where the cats ate through the paper. The canned things with the sharp little edges that can cut your fingers when you're not looking. Floor that you step on, they can all be dangerous. Sometimes the milk can hurt you. If you put it on your cereal before you smell the plastic container. And the stuff in the strainer. Kitchen. When the nighttime is calling and the roaches are crawling in the kitchen of danger, you can feel like a stranger. The bananas are black, they got flies in the bag, and also the chicken. In the dish with the foil, where the cream is all clabbered, and the salad is frightful. Your return in the evening can be less than delightful. You must walk very careful. You must not lean against it. It can get on your clothing. It can follow you in. As you walk to the bedroom and you take all your clothes off, while you're sleeping it crawls off. It gets in your bed. It could get on your face then. It could eat your complexion. You could die from the danger. Who the heck wants to clean it? It's disgusting, dirty. The sponge on the drainer is stinky and slurry. If you squeeze it when you wipe up, what you get on your hands then? Could unbalance your glands then? Make you blind or whatever? In the dangerous kitchen.
your house tonight. Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow.